Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here we are after the Super Bowl, and I get to sit down with the head coach, Coach Belichick. And, Coach, Super Bowl champs has one heck of a ring to it.
Yeah, it sure does. This is a great show to be doing, so.
I know I talked to you earlier, and you said you watched some of the TV copy of the Super Bowl. Obviously, you haven't watched the actual game tape when you do. But when you do, is this going to be like the Baltimore one all over again where, hey, man, it was a rock fight, heavyweight-type fight, and you guys come out on top?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. We one of the things we talked about going into the playoffs was how a game, or in this case, an entire season, could come down to 1 yard. You know, the ability to make it or the ability to defend it. And that's literally what it came down to. With 20 seconds to go in the game, we're talking about 1 yard deciding a championship. So it was a great team win, and as close as it gets.
You make decisions as to who's here on this team, who's not. When you look at the way single players respond under adverse conditions, I think that's when you find out, you know, which guys really step up. But being down twice, 14 points to Baltimore, divisional round, how much did that help you guys going into that fourth quarter in the Super Bowl?
Well, it probably gave us a lot of confidence. You know, Baltimore's a good football team, very similar to Seattle, tough, hard-nosed team. That can run the ball, that can play good physical defense. That's kind of the team that we are. So, you know, it was a tremendous challenge. But, you know, our guys stepped up and made key plays at critical times. And so that's what you got to do to win in this league.
Not only you're the head coach here, but you're also human. Curse makes that catch. And I know your job is to get your team ready for that next play. But when you're settling in, I mean, everything's going through your head. Are you thinking, it can't be again, not all over again like this?
There's probably a little bit of that. Yeah. But it's, you know, I was asked after the game if I ever seen anything like that. And it's, two of them.
Two other times, right? I talked to you earlier in the year about Malcolm Butler and, you know, just instincts and his fight and his ability to take coaching. And it's one thing for an undrafted free agent type guy to make the team out of camp, but to have the trust you did in him and put him in that spot in the Super Bowl speaks volumes as to what you think of him as a player.
Well, Malcolm's competed as hard as anybody all year, hard to make the team and hard to get to the 53-man roster. There were times when he was on it, times when he was off it, competed for playing time, and competed all the way, you know, to the final practice in Arizona. And, you know, he had a couple interceptions in practice. I remember walking off the field with Coach Patricia and Coach Boyer, and we were all kind of looking at each other and talking and saying, you know, this guy's probably going to make a big play in this game because that's the way he's practiced. And it certainly turned out that way. So, you know, Malcolm's an instinctive player, and he's got explosive quickness. And the way he closed on that under route and made the play was, you know, was impressive.
All right, I know season's over. You're looking forward to next year. One of the problems, and it's a good problem, you win the Super Bowl. You're a little behind the eight ball. You're kind of scrambling trying to catch up because there's about 30 other teams that have been at it for 3 weeks getting ready. Fair to say?
Absolutely. We really are. The Indianapolis Combine's in 2 weeks, and, of course, we haven't really – as a coaching staff, put much time into the draft process, trying to, you know, get ready for playoff games. And, you know, this 2015 season has started. We're behind, but it's a great place to be.
And I know it's a grind. Being stamped world champs, does that help push that grind? That, let's go, guys. Hey, let's get back to this thing.
It will. We're going to have to – the treadmill is moving. We're going to jump on it. We're just going to start running.
Get those hamsters ready. Coach, congratulations, world champs,
you, man.
It's been a pleasure all year long.
Thanks, O. Appreciate it.
There you go. There's your head coach, your world champion Patriots. More of All Access back right after this.